This Voice of the Arts podcast is made possible thanks to the Carnegie Museum of Art.
Richard Earl Taster, the director of the University of Pittsburgh Men's Glee Club, with a concert on Saturday night, and the president of the choir, Nate Jink. Men, good morning. Nice to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
Yep, thanks for having us.
Give us the details on the event. It's at the First Baptist Church, which is at the edge of the campus of the University of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's right on the corner of Belfield and Bayard. It's 159 North Belfield, and it's a gorgeous building. A lot of people don't know about that space, but the windows were done by the same guy that did the ones just a block away over at Heights Chapel, so it's quite a lovely space acoustically and also just architecturally. But the concert is kind of, we've come up with a title, I think, called Sacred Songs, Sea Shanties, and Standards. So the first half is classical sacred works, starting with some pieces by Felix Mendelssohn that he wrote for Mainer Chor, like in the traditional German men's ensemble writing. And then following that, we're doing a couple of Set Me as a Seal by René Clausen, is arranged for men's ensemble. And what else? Bound for the Promised Land, early American hymn. So kind of a mixture of different styles of sacred works for TTBB ensemble. And then after that, we segue into... So the guys have been begging me for a while to do sea shanties. And I'm not really sure where this phenomenon started, but it started kind of during COVID, when these guys put these videos up online doing, you know, where they record all the different parts themselves, and they started putting sea shanties up. And one of them is this Australian one called The Wellerman, and it's just become this sensational hit. So we've had these pieces in our library for a long time. In fact, Robert Shaw recorded a whole album of these back in the day with the Robert Shaw Chorale. So it's been a while, but we're doing a nice smattering of those. Let's see.
Are you doing What Shall We Do with a Drunken Sailor?
Of course we are.
Excellent.
Yeah,
Glad to hear it.
Soloists in the whole nine yards. So, yeah. So let me think. We're doing The Wellerman, Bound for the Rio Grande, Drunken Sailor. What's the other one?
Blow the Man Down.
Yeah, Blow the Man Down. All the fun ones.
Okay, so. Nate, what are your colleagues loving about this program? Why should people come to hear you sing on Saturday night?
Yeah, it's a really great set that we're doing with a wide variety of music. There's really something for everyone in the choir. I found that people like certain genres of music and performing certain kinds of music. And there's really something that everyone really loves to sing. Whether it's, we're also doing a Stevie Wonder set.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a Stevie Wonder or the classical stuff or the sea shanties, there's just something that everyone can enjoy at this concert.
Nate, you're very busy as a computer engineering major at the University of Pittsburgh. Why do you devote your time to being president? Why do you love singing with the University of Pittsburgh Men's Glee Club?
Well, I love the group, first of all. There's great camaraderie between the members, and it's a great way to, in my free time, to spend doing something I love, which is singing. And it's also introduced me to a lot of new music that I would never have listened to, like sea shanties, for example. If without the Pittman's Glee Club, I would never have found this type of music. And it's really like a type of art I would never have enjoyed without the exposure I've gotten from the Pittman's Glee Club.
Did you sing in a high school choir, church choir?
I have. I've been singing since the fifth grade, actually, in school choirs.
You have a great group this year, Richard Taster.
We do, yeah. You know, as you know, all of these groups around town kind of suffered during lockdown. But we're up to, I think, 40, 43 members now.
Yep.
Slowly, you know, we generally, before that, were around 50 to 60 guys. So we're slowly getting there. And I think next year with recruitment, we should be able to get to around 50 guys, if not a little bit more.
Ticket
which
prices
is our hope.
For Saturday night?
This is actually, we're running a bargain on this. I think tickets are only
$10.
Yeah. And students are free from any university. Just show up with your ID and you're admitted for free for this concert.
And there's parking around on the
You know what?
The
there is, and they're actually allowing us to use, there is a parking garage that is available for you to park in on Ruskin Avenue that's adjacent to the church. That will be free and open to the public to use for that
First
event.
Baptist Church.
First Baptist Church, 159 North Belfield. It's 7:30 p.m. Saturday night in the sanctuary there, and should be about an hour and 15 minutes worth of music. We also honor our graduating seniors that are leaving this year as part of that event.
Let's see if we can hear the choir sing.
All
right. What did you bring? We'll see if we can get this to play
back. I'm hoping that we can play a little excerpt from one of the pieces that we're doing. That's by a Slovenian composer, Damjan Močnik, and it's called Prosnja, or Prayer. And that we're hoping to reprise this on our tour next year, which is to northern Italy, Austria, and Slovenia. So that's one of the pieces that we will be doing on the first half of our program on Saturday. So I think Nate wanted to say something about tickets so that we make sure that folks can get those.
Can you figure you can do it from the Facebook page, or how can you get tickets?
Yes, so all tickets have to be done online. So if you're interested in seeing us perform, please check us out at our Facebook page, and we have a link to our tickets from there. And they're only $10, so we would love to see you at our concert this Saturday.
As the University of Pittsburgh Men's Glee Club, Richard Teaster will conduct, and Nate Jenk will be there as a baritone, tenor,
bass. He's in our bass section.
Bass. Yeah. He's a member of the bass section. Yeah. And give me some campus news. You're right down the street. Here we are at 4802 Fifth Avenue. When I walk out the front door, I see the Cathedral of Learning, but I have no idea what's going on there.
The latest campus news is everybody's in uproar about the schedule for next year. Because, as you probably know, if you've looked ahead, Thanksgiving falls very late. And normally when we come back from our break, which Pitt gives everyone off a week now for that, we usually have 2 weeks to prepare for the choral concerts. But next year we come back and we have the concerts the first week, and then finals start like right away the next week.
Right.
So there's hardly, they have to know their music before we come back. So they've changed things first semester. which is, you know, the exam schedule normally is a Monday through. What were you telling me?
Right. So the exam schedule is usually the week after classes.
Right.
But for next year, they changed it so that it starts on Thursday. So it's possible for a student to have new material earlier that week and be tested on it on Thursday.
Oh my. And when does the academic year end this
spring? Well, this year, we're done by, like, I think it's April 28th or 29th or something like that,
yep.
Which we were anticipating would be the same. But we just now saw next year they go, actually, which is unheard of at Pitt, they go as late as May 4th or 5th. Which is normal for a lot of schools, and Carnegie Mellon goes that. But we usually, the past 10 years, have been done by the end of April. So everybody is a little bit confused about this, and so which affected also our tour, because I'd already talked to our tour guide and said, this is when we're going. Can you look into these dates? So I had to send an email out yesterday saying, oops, the university has changed our dates now, so can you rearrange our European tour a week later now?
Oh, my. Yeah, well, that'll be a blast for sure.
Exactly.
But you're not confused about the notes on the page. Saturday night, the University of Pittsburgh Men's Glee Club. And it's a big weekend for singing at Pitt. You've got the Heinz Chapel Choir. We're going to have
them live
with Susan Rice.
Their anniversary, their 85th anniversary, I think.
Sunday afternoon. That'll be exciting.
And the Treble Choral Ensemble just did their concert last weekend in Heinz Chapel. So everything's wrapping up. This is the last week of classes. Finals start next week. So It should be the rehearsals have been going well, and we're excited. It's a fun program, very eclectic. So if you've never been to a choral concert or you'd like to check out Glee Club, this is a good concert to try because it's got such a wide variety of repertoire that I think there'll be something for everybody on the program.
Concert begins at what hour?
It's at 7:30 p.m. on
Saturday night,
mm-hmm.
And that's this Saturday,
tomorrow
$10.
Evening. Yep.
Tickets available from, repeat?
Our Facebook page.
That is the voice of Nate
Gink. It's Gink.
Gink. G-I-N-C-K.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I mispronounced your name. It's a precious possession, and I'm really glad to meet you this morning. Nate, how will you apply your computer engineering degree? Do you know what you want to do when you graduate?
Yeah, so it's actually sort of related to a lot of the knowledge I picked up in Glee, which is sort of surprising, you may think, but I've really found a liking for signals, and there's a lot of parallels between the human voice and how to proper singing technique and how this sort of applies to recording and like signals in general. So it's very interesting, the overlap, because as you probably can guess, like the human voice is also a signal just as any other. So just like seeing these parallels between my extracurricular in Glee and my major has been very interesting and something I would like to pursue further for my career.
Nate Gink, all the best to you. Saturday night, and with your career in computer engineering, Richard Teaster, the conductor of the University of Pittsburgh Men's Glee Club, thank you for coming by this morning.
Thanks for working us in. I appreciate it on this gloomy, cloudy, yet again rainy day in Pittsburgh.
You bring joy. The wettest April ever on record.
Hey, it's supposed to be sunny tomorrow, except I think it's not super warm.
Through Tuesday, sunshine. We'll look forward to it.
Yeah.
Come out Saturday night. You'll love the concert for sure.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
This Voice of the Arts podcast is made possible thanks to Carnegie Museum of Art.